Cord Blood Market Intelligence, a region-by-region analysis. The practice of cord blood banking, where stem cells from a newborn's umbilical cord are preserved for potential future medical use, has gained significant traction worldwide. However, adoption rates, regulatory frameworks, and public awareness vary significantly across geographic regions. In some areas, robust public and private banking systems drive widespread participation, while in others, the practice remains nascent, shaped by cultural attitudes, healthcare infrastructure, and policy. In addition to being a complex industry, it is also a recent industry. It was not until 1974 that it was first proposed that progenitor cells were present in human cord blood, and 1983 that umbilical cord blood was proposed as an alternative source of stem cells for transplant. In 1988, the first successful cord blood transplant occurred. But it was not until 1995 that the first private cord blood bank began operations. Since 1988, stem cells from umbilical blood have been used in more than 40,000 transplants worldwide. U.S. Cord Blood Banking Market. Cord blood banking in the United States operates under both public and private models. Public banks, often funded through federal programs like the National Cord Blood Inventory, NCBI, aim to provide affordable stem cell options for transplant patients, especially those from underrepresented ethnic groups. These public banks are regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to ensure high standards for safety and quality. Private banking, on the other hand, is a for-profit service where families pay to store their newborn's cord blood for potential future use. While private banks can offer convenient, exclusive access to stem cells, there are concerns about the cost and the likelihood that the stored cells will ever be used. In terms of regulation, all U.S. cord blood banks must meet FDA guidelines, including strict safety protocols, though private banks face less stringent rules than public banks. The U.S. government has also introduced policies like the Stem Cell Therapeutic and Research Act to promote cord blood donation and ensure a diverse, high-quality public inventory. Today, the U.S. cord blood banking industry is the most mature cord blood banking market in the world, having the first company to offer cord blood storage, 1995. Largest total number of industry participants, both public and private. Greatest number of cord blood units, CBU, stored. Most cord blood units banked relative to population. Asian cord blood banking market. In 2008, a Taiwanese company, Health Banks Biotech Company Limited, became the first company to offer cord tissue storage. It was not until July 2010 that the first private U.S. cord blood bank, CBR, began offering the service. Since then, the trend of cord tissue storage has had a significant impact on the cord blood banking industry, with a large percentage of cord blood banks worldwide offering the service. In China, the operation of cord blood banking is tightly regulated by the government. Each province or municipality can have only one licensed operator for cord blood collection, processing, and storage. In 2002, the Chinese government shocked the cord blood industry when it announced that only one cord blood bank would be allowed to operate within each province, and official government support, authorization, and permits would be required. This decision was a significant shift in the cord blood banking industry, marking a move towards strict governmental control over the sector. These licenses are issued by the National Health and Family Planning Commission, NHFPC, and the process is very competitive. Currently, China Cord Blood Corporation, CCBC, is the largest operator in the country, holding exclusive licenses for Beijing, Guangdong, and Zhejiang provinces. The regulatory framework also mandates that the operations of these banks must meet stringent medical and safety standards. The government has also set up public-private partnerships to ensure that private banks fund the development of public donation initiatives. While China Cord Blood Corporation has since earned permits for three of the seven Chinese provinces and is now competing as one of the fastest-growing cord blood banks in the world, several other providers of cord blood services disappeared when this legislation was passed. European cord blood market. In Italy and France, it is illegal to privately store one's cord blood, which has fully eliminated the potential for a private market to exist within the region. The cord blood banking market in Europe is shaped by stringent regulatory frameworks, such as the EU Tissue and Cells Directive, which ensure high safety and quality standards. Key market leaders like Vita 34 and Famicore dominate the region, leveraging advanced technologies and extensive networks to meet the growing demand for both public and private banking services. Since 2021, Vita 34 and Famicore have been merged business partners. Specifically, in May 2021, Vita 34 AG, the largest cord blood bank in Europe, entered into a business combination agreement with Polski Bank Komórek Macierzystych, PBKM, which operates under the Famicore Group brand. This merger created the largest cord blood bank in Europe, with a robust presence across the continent. The unified group operates under the name Famicore AG while maintaining Vita 34 as a consumer brand. The company is headquartered in Leipzig, Germany, and continues to trade on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Also, Cryosave, a prominent European stem cell bank, ceased operations in 2019 as a result of financial difficulties and regulatory issues. Established in 2000, the company stored over 330,000 cord blood samples. But by 2019, it began transferring its inventory to PBKM, Famicore Group, because it didn't have the funds to maintain its operations. This decision ensured continued secure storage for clients' samples. Cryosave Swiss Laboratory in Geneva shut down in July 2019, marking the end of its activities in Switzerland. Additionally, the company transferred its brand to Mirasoft Capital as part of a strategic agreement. The closure of Cryosave highlighted challenges in the stem cell banking sector, including the need for financial stability and stringent compliance with regulatory frameworks. The transition to PBKM aimed to reassure customers about the security and accessibility of their stored samples while consolidating market leadership under Famicore Group. Cord blood banking in Latin America. Cord blood banking in Latin America is a growing sector driven by increasing awareness of stem cell therapies and improving healthcare infrastructure. Countries like Brazil, Mexico, and Argentina are leading regions for cord blood banking, offering both public and private banking options. Cord blood banking in Mexico has also grown significantly in recent years. Approximately 150,000 cord blood samples are stored across five major stem cell banks. This growth is supported by private cord blood banks like Cordon Vital, which achieved ABA accreditation in 2022, showing its commitment to global quality standards since that is an arduous process. Cordon Vital offers both private banking services and a robust public donation program in collaboration with organizations like the Mexican Institute of Social Security, IMSS, helping families in need and advancing stem cell therapies in the region. Despite this growth, market penetration remains low, hindered by socioeconomic factors and limited public awareness of the benefits of cord blood banking. In Ecuador, the government is now creating the first public cord blood bank and has instituted laws such that private cord blood banks cannot approach women about private cord blood banking options during the first 6 months of pregnancy. This has created a crisis for the private banks, and there are now only two remaining in Ecuador. Finally, the company CryoHoldCo has been aggressively consolidating the Latin American market. CryoHoldCo is a stem cell bank holding company that is the market leader in Latin America and one of the top 10 largest cord blood banks in the world. CryoHoldCo is now 7 times larger than any other stem cell bank in Latin America with over 275,000 stem cell units in storage. The first asset it acquired was CryoCell Mexico, which coincidentally, was first stem cell bank formed in Latin America. Next, CryoHoldCo acquired a controlling interest in a regional stem cell bank in Mexico in Q4 of 2015. In early 2016, it then acquired Stem Medicina Regenerativa, the largest stem cell bank in Colombia. It also added CryoCord, a Peruvian cord blood bank, to its portfolio in July 2018. Today, CryoHoldCo controls the following cord blood banking assets: Mexico, CryoCell Mexico, BCU, BSCU, DentCell, Dental Stem Cell Storage Company, Colombia, two assets in Colombia, Peru, CryoCord, Brazil, it recently acquired two assets in Brazil. What questions do you have about cord blood banking globally? Ask them in comments below. To learn more about this evolving market sector, view the Global Cord Blood and Tissue Banking Industry Report, Market Size, Segmentation, and Forecasts.